The proposal from Caroon would include 102 residential units, with 40 of those affordable and 8,200 square feet of commercial. Clint Enstein said the project could make a significant contribution to the kind of affordable housing they're looking for.
Our county council said strategically a part of our major efforts is affordable workforce housing, and we concur and honor that commitment. And we're working hard with Mr. Caroon and his team to make something work in this location. But, you know, what is the magic number? You know, we may actually have an opportunity to get more workforce housing out of this type of a proposal, as opposed to, we have some conceptual neighborhood mixed use zones that are in the pipeline, but we have a lot of work to do on before they actually become legal. You know, zoning, we may actually not get as much out of those types of neighborhood mixed use as opposed to what's being proposed.
He said the project still has some issues to deal with, but it also has some attractive aspects.
We get an easement along the river for a future trail. But, you know, he and our staff have to work hard on some significant issues. Like, one of the things we brought up is we want a commitment to a bus line through Rasmussen. It doesn't make sense to be building affordable housing, workforce housing, if we don't have a transit system to serve it. So we asked everybody to go back and get a commitment that we're going to have a transportation system in that corridor for future people living there.
He said they're trying to get current information on just how much affordable housing is needed in the basin.
We have a housing needs assessment draft that has not been approved or adopted. It's been morphing, I believe, since, God, the first one was probably 5 months ago, and there's been three iterations since then. I've seen most of them. And it keeps changing, and until that's formally adopted, it's hard to really say we have a needs assessment, though we all know there's a need. And then the other issue is, what's in the pipeline? We know we've got a whole bunch built. We know we've approved a bunch out there, but what's in the pipeline? Because, you know, we just don't know.
Snyderville Planning Commissioner Chuck Klinenstein. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.